Good morning again. Merry Christmas. This should be a short podcast because it has a very specific topic. I am going to visit family for Christmas. I am going to visit family for Christmas today because it's the joy of the year. It is Christmas Day, December the 25th, 2020, right around 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. But if you live in the non-standard east-west region of Death Zone 32, you're currently being exposed to the monkey plague. Please wash your hands with the blood of a raccoon. Yeah. It's not like we haven't discussed these issues. It's not like we haven't contemplated the question of Christmas. Like, one of the things that happens at Christmas, in my recent memory, is some motherfucker comes up to me for some unbeknown stupid fucking reason. And they say, "Dan, you look so skinny!" You know, I weigh roughly the same I did last year, maybe a little more. Maybe my body is more toxic. It's possible that all my insides have become sweetbread. Yes, indeed. I will be seeing family in roughly 30 to 40 minutes, plus or minus, depending upon the window of the now and the scope of consciousness you're trapped in. If you're wondering what I'm stirring and clinking here, clink, clink, stir, stir, it is the ancient grumbus of the sea that an old scrog pirate like me needs to drink before he sees family sometimes. I'll spill it on myself, probably. Oh my gosh, that's terrible. It's terrible tasting, but it serves a purpose, Scrog Pirates. It really does. It is the oil of Olay. We've talked about that, right? What do you say if someone says you look skinny? "You look so skinny! You look so young!" When what they really want you to do is to say, "You look skinny, you look young." But in fact, we all look our fucking age and circumstance, you fuck. Life's an ice cream cone. It starts melting the day you were fucking born. I need some more Scrongulac. Give me a second here. I don't want to spill it on myself. I've been believicating according to the ancient Danish customs of what's referred to as the winter holiday of potatoes in the butt. That's what it's called in Copenhagen. The rest of the world calls it Christmas. They call it something different in Copenhagen. They worship the ancient lords of the deep regions of the Baltic Sea. The Baltic Sea is a lot like the Duwamish River, you fuck. It is layers and layers of poop and poison, the residue of fallen empires. That's what the Baltic Sea is, motherfucker. What do you say to a person you love if the first thing they say to you is, "You look so young, you look so skinny"? See, I do love my family. I don't know how to communicate with them. I don't know how to tell them how I feel. If they ask me how it's going, I say it's fine. They say, "Oh, it's not fine. Tell us more." And then I say, "Listen, it's all okay." And they say, "Oh, it's not okay. Talk about it." Talk about your feelings. Are you sure you want to know what is in your brother Dan's head? Oh, of course we want to know. You want to know. It's like a ritual. There are these rituals that birds will sometimes perform, these weird mating rituals they'll do. They'll collect a bunch of garbage and they'll do little dances. And humans do these things too, and it's not just about mating, it's a series of rituals. Oh, I haven't seen your monkey body in several monkey months. You look monkey healthy. And truthfully, we're all just monkey fucks. Your skin is not so covered in warts, really. I think it's fine. Oh, your hair looks wonderful with that sort of hint of orange. Yes, it's true. You do smell of turpentine. What do you tell people at Christmas, folks? You say Merry Christmas. You say it's fine. If they ask you what you do, what you're doing. If they ask you what you're doing, you say you're doing fine. And if they want to know what you're doing, you say, "I'm doing great, doing what I need to do." And if they dig deeper, if they take that wretched existential carving knife and stick it into your wound to open it up wider because they need to know, then this is what you tell them. "I've been living according to the rules of Slorton 8. We wear tennis shoes, we wear matching outfits. A great star is coming. A great comet called Glindion 12. Yes, I live according to these rules. We await the great fucking comet with our tennis shoes and our matching outfits and our cute little hats. And yes, we've cut off our nads. We await the comet. And when it arrives, we will transport ourselves through the spiritual space of the oven grease of that oven you haven't cleaned since last Christmas. And that will be the grease that greases your way to salvation, according to the asteroid god and the comet queen." If you tell people that at Christmas, I think they're going to leave you alone. I really do. It's a theory. I could be wrong. Think you tell people that you're doing fine, and if they dig deeper because they need to reinforce their own broken paradigm, you say, "I live according to the Weeble. I eat the flesh that decays in the street. I am capable of hunting the raccoon and the squirrel. I am willing to eat the monkey meat when they start selling it at Woodland Park Zoo." When Woodland Park Zoo becomes reformed as the new Seattle Brazilian steakhouse off of Aurora, you could tell them that too. There's lots of ways of, giving them the kind of Christmas monkey paw. That's a weird phrase, monkey paw. Supposed to be a reference to a kind of trivial, scary action, I think. But anywho, check out my monkey paw. I got it from an old priest in Little Saigon. He says it has the power to restore wealth and beauty. He says that if I rub the monkey paw 2 or 3 times a night, I told him I already do. Oh, I wasn't talking about that. Okay, you fuck. You fucker. Yes, indeed. What do you tell people if they ask you what you're up to? What do you tell people if they say, how are you doing? Normally, it horrifies me. It does. A normal year, whether it's a quote-unquote good year, I've been working at Microsoft and getting paid the ascribed amount of money to be a programmer slave. I bought my Scrumpion cubes. I ran on my elliptical. I had the prescribed amount of sex with my fashionable Granglamite wife. But you really can't say that either, can you? You can't talk about your Granglamite wife or your prescribed percentage of, you know, maritable privacies. You can't talk about the lost time, the lost loves, the empty days, and the murky nights of sweaty impossibility. If someone says, have you read, you know, Hegel? That's the closest you're going to get to anything real, and it'll feel like Velveeta from a philosophical perspective. Oh, Dan, have you ever read Karl Marx or that guy who wrote about, yeah, Piketty, who said all you need to do is print money and give it to people? Hey, Dan, did you know we can just print money forever and ever and ever and ever? And then I say in return, then why doesn't SpaceX just put a fucking printing press on that fucking rocket and send it to Mars? If your basic logic is we can do shit right like that, and that's how reality works, first you print it, then they come. Is that your logic? You can print your way to prosperity? Well, if it is, then call Elon Musk. Call SpaceX. Send him a fucking email. Say, take a printing press to print money and put it on your fucking rocket ship and launch it at the fucking chasm on Mars and impregnate that bitch. You can do it, baby. There's a big canyon there, if you know what I mean. Yeah. Except I don't think that's how reality works, though. But I won't want to have conversations about the weather. Oh, how's the weather? You mean the mungus sky that is mostly gray and drab all year now? And when we have the quote-unquote blue sky, and I say that as sarcastically as I possibly can on Christmas Day, when we have the blue sky, it looks like a kind of a blue plate, maybe a blue sort of stained glass window that's broken and fractured with little spider webs of white, when we have those every once in a while. How's the weather? Don't eat the snow, fuck. And if you're on the 520 bridge after a quote-unquote sarcastic Raytheon frost, be careful, dude, because, yeah, it's not the ice, it's the soap. But don't worry, though. Maybe no one will talk to you. And you'd say, well, Dan, that sounds depressing and lonely. At this stage of my life, I think it sounds kind of nice. I love my brothers and sisters. I love my family, but I don't know. the holidays were always kind of something that drove me crazy. And this year, it feels crazier. And I don't know what to say if someone asks me how it's going. I don't want to ruin Christmas. I don't want to ruin Christmas, baby. I don't want to ruin it, but I probably will. They'll say, "How's it going?" Or, "You look skinny," or, "You look fat," "You look sick," "Your hands look gross," "Your hands don't look gross." "Do you have Wilford Brimley diabetes?" Well, I might, actually. I might have the Wilford Brimley, the diabetes. Something's got to kill me. Why not diabetes? Why not diabetes? Yeah, exactly. That's cheap. Almost as cheap as a hooker. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm just gonna like say a prayer. And I'm going to say, "Jesus, look out for me, because, you know, this is going to be a minefield." And I'm going to probably say Merry Christmas if someone says it to me. Otherwise, I will find what I call it the cone of probability. There is a space at every holiday party called the cone of probability. It's a safe space because it's so fucking unlikely, though. It's a space where all likelihoods coalesce to almost zero. You can hide there, and almost no one will see you except for the cats. And if you hide in the cone of probability at your Christmas party or your hangout, maybe old Uncle Scumbus will come by, because he lives there too, you know. He lives in the cone of likelihood. The place, the space where there's some chance somebody wants to say Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, Uncle Scumbus. You look so young. What are you doing? How are you staying so young? Your skin looks so great. Your skin looks wonderful. What are you doing? Well, you know, I read the Saturday evening What the Fuck. I read, fucking Vanity Fair, shit. I've been taking the Scrimptus solution designed by Brimulac from San Francisco. It's made of long-chain proteins and ancient oils like the oil of Olay. I've been covering myself in the salts and wasted materials of the dead streets, and it brings out the light in my skin. I have been going out late at night and hunting the pituitary glands of hookers. That's why, you know, I look so young. But God bless you, right? Lowercase. Yeah. And again, this greed was not intended to last that long. This is meant to be 20 minutes of bullshit, maybe 30. I expect to get a call from the from you know, somebody who will be calling me to tell me. You know what that could happen this year? Because of that article I read about how you need to talk to your family members if they believe weird theories like maybe Bill Gates wants to poison you. This could be an intervention, Christmas. Dan, will you sit down? We want to talk to you about something. Is it the drinking? No, no, no. We don't care about the drinking. Dan, the Overlord Clem said you don't believe the truth of the events. The First Sector transmigrational chiefs have said that your thought processes are bent and broken. We need you to believe what we believe so we can feel better at night. Yes, yes, I know, but we can lance the boils, we can cut off the tumors. What are you going to say to somebody at Christmas if they ask you how it's going? I don't know. I'm pretty certain everything I've just told you to say is literally the wrong answer. But beyond that, I don't know what to tell you. Hey, how's it going? How are you getting by? That's the polite way of asking people if you have any money. How are you getting by? Day by day. Getting by. What if someone asked me that question? What if I'm a little drunk off of whiskey or wine? What if I've been driven a bit crazy by the parasites in my head? What if the rats have been keeping me up late at night with their drilling and their hammering? Because yes, the rats in my neighborhood are starting to use tools. Oh, I wonder if that topic will come up. Probably not. Dan, rats can't use tools. Oh, I don't know. I don't know if you should be so bold in that statement. How are you doing? How are you getting by? Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Good to see you. You look so young. What am I supposed to talk about, really? I could talk about the materials that have been building up near my sink. No. Yeah. If I talk about my sink, Gerd, do you think that topic will be less problematical? Oh, I've got a sink, Gerd. It's a material. It grows there. I don't think it's biological the way that we Earthlings understand it. Would you recommend talking about the sink, Gerd? About the yellow blimbus, about the climbiac? Would you recommend talking about the scrungy and the dromor, the frogon? Would you talk about the slurries and the stews and the soups you made out of stuff you find, the stuff that still grows? Would you talk about the streets dying? Would you talk about the howl of a city driven crazy? Would you talk about your dreams? I dreamt that a giant skull came by and said, "All you scrumbly folk, pick up a rock or a bat or a chunk of rebar. Go down to the nearest blanket place and be all bablunkliated." Zardoz speaks. Zardoz speaks. Merry Christmas. Imagine some enterprising young internet meme artist took the opening part of Zardoz, and instead of Zardoz doing his stupid angry shit, he said Merry Christmas and then just barf up all the fucking guns. The Enfields. There were a lot of revolvers and Enfields in that vomit. A few Sten guns. A few Browning 9mm. But again, the movie came out in the 70s. No Glocks yet, really. Perhaps an Uzi. A Mac 10. A Finval. What if Zardoz came by Little Saigon this very Christmas day? A Christmas miracle, a large floating head. But instead of saying Zardoz speaks and stupid shit about, you know, monkey herpes or sperm, Zardoz floated over Little Saigon and said, "Merry Christmas," and then barfed up machine guns. So that part would still be true. But instead of the other bullshit about, you know, ridding the earth of the wretched human and all the stuff about seed and a lot of other 12-year-old bullshit. Instead of that crap, what if Zardoz just floated around Seattle, specifically Little Saigon, and vomited up machine guns and said Merry Christmas? Someone could make that video. I could make that video, maybe. What do you say to somebody if they ask you how it's going? What do you say to somebody if they say, "How are you doing?" What do you say to somebody if they ask you, you know, "How are you getting by?" What if they ask you, "Who you voted for?" And in my case, the answer is nobody. Oh, how can you not vote for somebody? Well, I've got a theory that vote, even if it was connected to something, would be a kind of brutal replacement for community, Like, maybe we're supposed to solve problems voluntarily without threatening each other. I know. So, third grade of me versus kindergarten. Maybe we're supposed to, like, voluntarily work together and not just threaten each other all the time. Maybe. That's why I don't vote. Even if it worked. But it doesn't work, folks. Not attached to anything. Never was. Maybe 2020 was your wake-up call that that button is not attached to anything, but holy fuck. Get over it. But they'll ask you, maybe, at your party, did you vote for Biden? Did you vote for Trump? Did you vote for that Joe Jackson, Jolene, Jimba Job? Yeah, I voted for Joe Jimba Bob because I love being gaslit by libertarians. It's been a cool thing since like almost 1970, right? That fucking honeypot for people who believe in freedom. I voted for Joe Jimba Bob. Oh, but then you wasted your vote because third parties can't win. Because this is a democracy and your vote counts. And if you can understand that circular fucking reasoning, then you too could be a Republican or a Democrat. Your vote only counts if you vote for the people we want you to vote for. Kind of like in the Soviet Union, where if there was an election, they would have a picture of a prisoner. And a picture of Khrushchev. Wherever you went, it would be Khrushchev or somebody else, and then some horrible prisoner. You can vote for the prisoner, or you can vote for Khrushchev. How are you doing? So here's my advice. Don't do any of what I just told you. Don't do any of that shit. Don't talk crazy. You'll ruin Christmas. You'll ruin the holidays. Instead, if somebody asks you how it's going, here's the answer. How's it going? It's going great. It's going great. I'm working on a few projects with some people, trying to get a few things going. Oh no, I don't look skinny. You look skinny. Oh no, you look young. Oh, what are you doing with your skin? Is that that new skin cream from Colombia, or excuse me, Mexico? Oh my God, I love your car. Are those new curtains? Oh my gosh, your kids are so wonderful. I love your mask. I love how it covers up your face. Merry Christmas.